Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now, and as we continue our election road trip in South Carolina with just a day to go until Republicans vote in the primary here, we wanted to get a sense of how GOP voters here are feeling, starting with those supporting the frontrunner, Donald Trump. At a rally the other day in rural Walterboro, South Carolina, supporters are chanting a familiar slogan. The event is being hosted by the Low Country Sportsmen, a local hunting group. Interestingly, it's a gun-free zone, and all attendees have to enter the outdoor space through metal detectors operated by the Secret Service, which is now protecting Donald Trump. This is the first time in years that a frontrunner has visited Walterboro, and Joshua Irel couldn't miss it.
I come here because I'm kind of enthusiastic about what Trump's got to say and how he's going to make this country better. You know, and this is a small town, Walterboro, and it's kind of interesting, something like this is pretty big for Walterboro, you know. And plus, you know, they closed down the movie theater and the bowling alley and everything, and I was trying to maybe see if Trump can probably damn put some money up or something and put some bowling alley, a movie theater, and all this together, and that way kids got somewhere to go instead of just walking around the streets, getting bored and trying to figure out stuff to do. And you know, I'm interested because me myself, you know, when I was in school, we used to have these little debates and stuff, and I was actually elected and won the president from my whole, you know, high school. And I think it's pretty cool. And
are you decided for sure, Trump, or are you still thinking about the other candidates?
I want Trump, and the reason I want Trump is because he don't sugarcoat nothing. He lets you know how it is, what it's going to be, you know. You know, no matter who you pick for the president, there's going to be something that, you know, you ain't going to be right. But I think Trump would most likely be the best candidate for it because, you know, you got minimum wage at $7 or whatever, and it's been like that for 10 years, you know. And I think Trump could at least move it up to 10. You know, $7 an hour ain't nothing, especially the way the prices are going up, you know, everything. You know.
So if Trump were to come out and say that he wasn't in favor of raising the minimum wage, would that make you think twice about him?
Well, no, because all the other candidates, they ain't talking about raising it either. It might make me think a little different, but overall, I think he would probably be the best for our country right now. I think, honestly, he would.
In fact, Trump does not support raising the minimum wage, but it's an issue that Timothy Ott cares about as well.
You know, I like what he's got to say and, you know, what he's got, you know, to bring to the country and in a new light.
Who else are you considering?
Bernie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. There are a lot of people like you who they haven't decided between Bernie and Trump.
Yeah, I know that Bernie is a newcomer to me. I really don't know much about him. I know Donald through the years, but the fact matters, he is stepping hard on this on the terrorist situation, and that's a very big concern with me, and I want that eliminated.
I found Tracy and George Cope traipsing through the mud on the way to the rally and asked them why they've come.
Because we're for Trump. Trump for president.
You're decided.
Yes.
And what was it that made you make that decision?
A lot of the things that he is for, I agree with.
Such as?
Immigration control is a big thing.
That's one. I think that he is not, he is kind of in line with what I think about welfare, cutting some of that out for people who are able to work.
And what was it that made you choose him over the other candidates? Or did you, was it a hard choice? Or?
No, it wasn't a hard choice for me. Mm-mm.
Steve Hudson has written a letter for Donald Trump on a notebook he brought with him.
I put Mr. Trump, or soon to be Mr. President, thank you so much for coming to Walterboro Green Pond, South Carolina. We bleed blood here just like New York, L.A., all the big cities. that you could have been there today. I truly believe that it doesn't matter if you live on a muddy dirt road or going past the gates of Sea Pines Island at Hilton Head. That's what I reason I believe he'd go be the president, because it don't matter who you are. This time it's not a politician, it's a real man.
Trump is leading the field here, and while Ted Cruz trails most closely behind him, Trump has focused most of his attacks on Jeb Bush, who we found at a rally in the capital, Columbia.
If we find the set of things that don't separate us, that unite us, that if we have common purpose again, and we eliminate the hyphens, if you will, and focus on the things that make us American, that nothing will stop us. That's the mission. And if you believe in that mission, I hope you get 10 people to support me on Saturday. Thank you all very much.
The Bush family has traditionally done very well in the South Carolina primary, and former President George W. Bush remains popular here and has been campaigning for Jeb, drawing attacks from Trump about the Bush family record in the White House, attacks that don't resonate with Mick Zace.
I know that it concerns some people, but if I was a third-generation carpenter, people would think that was a good thing. If I was a third-generation doctor, people would think that's a good thing. So I don't know why having a family with experience in the business of government should be a bad thing.
Beth Clapman was initially all in for South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, but when he dropped out and endorsed Bush, she followed him.
Well, I think he has the experience to be president on day one. I like a lot of what he stands for. It impresses me, his stance on education and saving the Social Security system. That's very important to a lot of people here in South Carolina.
Another issue that's very important here is the military, and that's the main issue that Sandra Bryan is voting on. She's also supporting Bush.
He supports military. I work with Honor Flight, and it's real important that we have a strong military and take care of our veterans. That's the other reason. And also, he's got a proven record as a governor. He's balanced his budget and had reserves. That's important. And also, his Social Security plan. And also, the last question about education. And that it needs to go back to the state.
60 miles east of Columbia, in the small town of Manning, about 60 people have gathered for a straw poll and some soup.
We had vegetable soup, vegetable beef soup, potato soup, chicken noodle soup, catfish stew. You know what catfish stew is? No. I didn't think so.
County Treasurer June Brailsford has been a local Republican activist for more than 60 years. Her favorite candidate isn't in the race anymore.
Actually, I was supporting Scott Walker originally. And then when Scott dropped out, I switched to John Kasich. I just feel like the things that he has done and the places that he served, he knows what he's doing. He knows what can be done, what needs to be done. And he knows the people to get it done.
18-year-olds Cameron Vinson and Bobby Waters, the youngest voters at the meeting, came in from the University of South Carolina, excited to throw their support behind Florida Senator Marco Rubio. Vinson says he's seen every candidate except John Kasich, and Rubio was by far his favorite to watch.
Just when you see someone on a more personal level, you get that, and you get that feeling of what they truly mean and want for America, and that's what really struck me.
When he presents a tangible solution to a thing and says, this is what I've done before, this is proof that I can do this for our country, it's a lot more reassuring to me as a young voter and a new citizen that he's the person who should be in charge of our country.
Sharon Whitaker, on the other hand, came out to show her support for Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
And the reason is, I feel like he's the only true conservative in the entire race. For limited government, and he doesn't, like the guy say, he doesn't just talk the talk, he does walk the walk, and he has the conservative voting record, and he's a religious man, and he's a gentleman. Even when he's speaking with people who are diametrically opposed to what he believes in, he's a gentleman to them.
Some voters remain on the fence about who they'll support, but they are sure about who they won't support. Reverend Leon Wynn of Sumter says Donald Trump makes the party more divisive and harder to attract African-American voters like himself. He left the Democratic Party 6 years ago.
I was at a setting here, and a lady by the name of Colleen Payne asked me a question that no one has ever asked me in my life. And I was stunned, and I actually was dumbfounded about it. She asked me, why are you a Democrat? I didn't have no reason to be a Democrat. I'm black. I'm supposed to be a Democrat, according to pseudo, this the way we came up. Then when I really researched the Republican Party is in kin with my spiritual belief. I'm against same-sex marriage. I'm against it. I'm against abortion. I'm against entitlement to people that can work. As a Christian preacher, the Republican Party incorporates the black community.
As we're talking, the food is being tucked away, and now the votes are all in. It's time for County Republican Chairman Moy Graham to read the results of the straw poll.
The Clarendon County voted away 21% for Cruz, and in second place was undecided with 18.
Wow.
Yeah.
Donald Trump doesn't even rank in the top three. That is not what the polls indicate will happen statewide tomorrow, but this is still a very fluid race. You're listening to Here and Now.